These days, Dr. Wendy Ring is a climate change activist most of the time and a physician second. She's combining those roles in an effort to persuade St. Joseph's Health System, the corporate parent of Santa Rosa's Memorial Hospital, to divest themselves of any investments their endowment may hold in oil and gas companies. Ring frames it as a matter of public health.
In California, about 20,000 people a year die from air pollution from fossil fuels. And in the L.A. County alone, 27,000 children have asthma who would be healthy but for fossil fuels. This is a huge health issue in California. We struggle with air quality issues here.
Ring says she's focusing on St. Joseph's because she has a good working relationship with the company in Humboldt County, where she lives, and because she sees this change as a way of living up to their stated mission.
The mission of the health system is to improve the health of communities. And so our strategy is to get people in those communities to say, hey, this is not improving our health, this is hurting our health, and we'd like you to think about dropping these investments. Holding these investments is really directly in opposition to the things that they stand for. So I think it's really just a question of calling their attention to it and saying, this is something that you should do. And it would have a very big impact. One can't finance the folks who go to Sacramento and try to shoot down our state's Global Warming Solutions Act and say that you're improving community health.
Implementation of that goal can be accomplished gradually in a three-step process.
The easy way to remember it is stop, drop, and roll. So stop, meaning don't buy any more new stocks in fossil fuels. Drop is over a period of the next 5 years to sell off the holdings that they have now. And roll means take some of that money and invest it in clean energy and in energy efficiency in your facility, because hospitals are big users of electricity.
In her latest series of meetings and presentations in Santa Rosa, Ring is promoting an online petition drive through which people who are served by St. Joseph's Hospitals can urge divestiture. Local activist Darcy Sweeney, who's assisting with that effort in Santa Rosa, adds that it's going on in the real world, too.
The big initiative is to get people aware of what Wendy is trying to do and to get signatures. We have an online petition, and we'll also be petitioning out in the street. The divestment movement is growing by leaps and bounds across colleges and universities, and churches and all sorts of institutions are getting on board. A whole lot more is happening this year than even a year ago.
Should St. Joe's decide to embrace divestiture, it would be an important signal to other California healthcare organizations, Ring says, but she notes that a precedent has already been set elsewhere.
There's only one other hospital that has gone forward with divestment so far, although there are a number who are considering it. The other hospital is also a faith-based health system. It's probably about the size of St. Joe's, actually. That's Gunderson Lutheran in Wisconsin. They wanted to become 100% run on clean energy, and they made it this year. They now are completely on clean, locally generated electricity in all of their facilities.
A spokesperson from Memorial Hospital told KRCB she was not familiar with Ring's campaign nor St. Joseph's investment portfolio. In an emailed statement, Katie Hillemeiter said, quote, "Protecting our environment is a goal that we at St. Joseph's Health share. Socially responsible investing, public health needs, and the good of our neighbors guide our work." I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.